My guest today on the KMMO Ag Report is Jared Singer, District Director for FSA.
Larry, it's been a while, and it's great to be back visiting with you again today. I want to run through just a few deadlines we've got coming up that producers need to be aware of. First one I'll mention is December 11th. That's coming up this Friday is the deadline to apply for the CFAP 2 program. That's the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. The application process is pretty straightforward and easy. The acreage pulls from your crop report and livestock numbers are provided by the producer. So easy process. Go ahead and get that out of the way if you haven't already. And keep in mind that there are no late file provisions for that program. The second deadline I want to mention is December 15th. And that's the deadline for producers to report any fall seeded small grains, including wheat, require a complete acreage report for participation. So make sure you've got any fall seeded small grains, that you get those reported timely by December 15th. Next thing I want to mention is the next general CRP signup. USDA has announced the next general signup will run from January 4th to February 12th. So if you have CRP acreage that's going to be expiring in September of 2021, and you're interested in re-enrolling that acreage, make sure you don't miss a sign up. Or you may have land that you want to enroll in CRP for the first time. This will be the opportunity to do that as well. So again, the sign up will run from January 4th through February 12th. And the last thing I want to mention, Larry, is FSA does have some exciting career opportunities available right now. We are recruiting for several farm loan positions, including a couple of positions here in the KMMO listening area. So the first one I want to mention is the position of farm loan manager. That's available right now in Higginsville and Sedalia. The farm loan managers are responsible for overseeing the loan operations in a county office, meeting with customers, performing financial analysis, and making credit decisions. So those positions do require the applicant have prior ag lending experience. That experience could be at a bank or other lending institution, but that experience is required. And the salary range for those positions is between $64,000 and $100,000 a year, depending on the qualifications of the applicant. Larry, the last position I want to mention is for farm loan program technician in our Sedalia office. Now, this position provides general support to the farm loan team, handles loan documents and preparing documents, processing payments, and answering general questions. So the salary range for that position is between $34,000 and $56,000 a year, again, depending on the qualifications of the person selected. Applications for any of these positions do have to be submitted online at usajobs.gov, or you can contact your local office with any questions and they can point you in the right direction. But again, the applications have to be submitted online at usajobs.gov. The last thing I want to say, Larry, is just a big thank you to our customers. We've had to work with our producers in methods that we haven't normally used, and we've appreciated everybody's flexibility and continued understanding as we all work to keep everyone safe. And we at FSA just want to wish everyone a happy and healthy holiday season.
Thank you, Jared. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.